Well, the Knox County Fair Queens, they are here. What better day than the opening day of the 175th Knox County Fair? So the pageant was held a week ago on Saturday at the Orpheum. Today, three young women officially began their reign. So joining us this morning, Miss Knox County Fair Queen Lillian Rogers. Lillian, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to see you. Of course, our junior Miss Knox County Fair Queen, Mila Nolan. Mila, good morning.
Good morning.
Good. And you really gotta talk into that mic. But good morning and welcome. And then of course our lost my spot here. Our little Miss Knox County Fair Queen Inslee Ball. Inslee, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Well,
How are you?
I'm very good. Thank you. Welcome to Galesburg's Morning News. And so of course, Lily, we're gonna start with you. Pageant Queen. It's a week ago. The pageant was a week ago. Saturday at the Orpheum. Now it's opening day of the fair. So how's the past week been?
It's been very exciting. It's been a lot of emotions, a lot of money spent on outfits, which my favorite part, so I can't complain, but it's been just coming back down to earth.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Outfits, what kind of outfits are you looking at?
Oh, dresses for fair, visiting fair dresses, just lots of outfits, lots of fair outfits.
So you're from Gilson, going to Knoxville High School. Tell us a little about yourself. What keeps you busy outside of school?
Outside of school, I'm a cheerleader. I have two little sisters, and they're my favorite people ever, so I hang out with them a lot. But mostly just family, friends.
Yeah. What's your favorite class in school?
Ooh, my favorite class. I would have to say my anatomy class. I took an AMP class, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh, she's a weird one, but all right. Well, and you want to be a criminal investigator.
I do.
What led you to that?
Well, when I was younger, me and my grandparents used to watch Dateline every night. So it's always, I just grew up with it, and I've looked into it a lot, and it sounds really interesting. So.
It might be easier being a landscaper, huh?
Yeah. probably. A lot less hot conditions.
Yeah.
So you're reigning over the 175th Knox County Fair this week. What are you looking forward to the most?
Ooh, the food.
The food. Okay.
The Mexican
later,
street corn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You got a favorite ride?
Probably the Ferris wheel.
Ferris wheel, yeah.
Yeah, I get motion sick easy, so anything that's not too
okay.
fast.
Well, I got news for you. For a criminal investigator, you might get queasy. So.
Yeah.
Well, we are here with the 2026 Knox County Fair Queens. They're our guests this morning. Opening day of the 175th Knox County Fair. Mila, your turn. It's been a week as junior miss. How's it been?
Good. It's been very fun. I'm so excited for the fair.
And so you're headed into sixth grade?
Yes.
You also go to Knoxville?
Yes.
You got a favorite class?
Probably math. I think it's really fun. I like solving problems, so it's my favorite.
And what are you involved in school?
I'm involved in, I was in student council. I think I might have to take a year off, though, because of pageants, but.
Well, yeah.
Any sports? Do you play any sports?
Yes, I'm going to do dance and volleyball.
Okay.
Anything outside of school you do for fun?
I like to paint a lot.
Okay.
Painting's fun.
Nice. And so you want to be a marine biologist? Is that true?
Yes.
Good Lord, what got you to that?
I really like the ocean, and I love helping animals, so I think it'd be fun.
Match made in heaven. There you go.
So the fair runs all week. What's on your must-do list? What are you looking forward to?
I really want to go in the show ring and pass out awards because a lot of my friends are showing cattle, so I think it'll be really fun.
Okay.
All right. Not only that, but once again, 2026 Knox County Fair Queens, opening day of the fair. Inslee, you're our little miss. How does it feel to wear the crown? Pretty good?
Yeah, really good.
So what do you like to do for fun?
Probably like spend time with friends, make new memories, and play at with like rides at the fair and like get like corn dogs and stuff like that.
Oh, yeah. I mean, anything you do during school? I mean, are you in any clubs or anything like that?
I'm not in any clubs yet, but I might be going. I might want to join one.
How about tumbling and dancing?
Yeah, I do tumbling and dancing, like, a lot, but it's, like, hard to handle with pageants, so it's, like, I have to, like this week I'm going to skip tumbling, and then I'll like the next week I'll do tumbling.
Yeah. What's your favorite between tumbling and dancing?
It's probably dancing more because like at home I usually like put on songs on the TV and then dance to them.
Okay.
So do I. How's your cartwheel?
Very good.
All right.
I can have like my legs straight and I can do even a one-hand cartwheel.
What? Okay. Well, be careful. Luckily, I don't know, no one's going into the medical field, so be careful with that. What's your favorite thing about the fair?
Probably making memories, making friends, spending time with the queens, and riding rides and doing my duties.
What's the best ride?
The Ferris wheel, probably.
And what's your favorite food?
Probably the corn dogs or, like, the cotton candy.
Is there a grandstand event that you guys are looking forward to the most?
Probably the rodeo. I'm really excited for that.
Yeah?
I'm looking forward to the rodeo, too.
Yeah?
Rodeo, too.
Rodeo, through rodeos. There you go. Go ahead, Jay. I'm going to
steal your question. Well, we've kind of covered food, but let's go over the food again. Like, let's go down the line. What's your favorite food, and are you looking forward to trying anything different this year?
Oh, I don't know. I'm really excited for the Mexican street corn and the lemonade shakeups. Those are my favorite. Those are my go-to every year.
My favorite fair food is definitely funnel cakes, but there is going to be an acai bowl truck love acai bowls.
I'm looking forward to trying that one, too.
Yeah. Probably like corn dogs, cotton candy, a lemonade shake-up. That's probably my favorite.
A little bit of everything, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So after the fair is over, what kind of responsibilities do you have after the fair?
After the fair, we mostly have parades and other visiting pageants. So that's most of it. Yeah.
Okay. Me and Ensley also get to go support Lillian at state, which will be very fun.
Yeah.
Me and Mila, like, we'll go to, like, state and, like, support Lillian and, like, watch her compete in other, like, pageants. And I hope she wins. Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed, yeah. Have you been in other pageants before?
Just Knox County. I did Junior Miss for 2 years.
What's the hardest part about being in a pageant?
Hardest part? Probably, I want to say pop question, but I have so much fun every year. Like, nothing's, like, it's hard, but it's the amount of fun that I have overpowers everything.
What do you think you gain from participating in a pageant?
Oh, confidence, friends. I started pageants for mainly to gain friends, and I've made many throughout the years. So I'd say confidence and friends for sure.
Okay. How about you, Mila?
I think I've gained from pageants is, like, it helps me be presentable, and it also helps me learn how to, like, communicate better and be more, like, graceful and, like, be ready for anything.
Yeah, I think you're on your way, definitely, so.
Usually it would help me be, like, ready for, like big stuff that's happening in, like, the fair and, like, duties and stuff and, like, stuff like that.
Okay.
So, Mila and Inslee, you think you'll do it again?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have to wait, like, 4 years, though, to do Miss.
You got 4 years to work on it, huh?
With the pageant, did you have to give a speech or do like a talent or anything like that? Talk about what the process was like.
You have to give a speech to the judges in your interview. You don't have to do a talent, but you have to do a dance on stage.
Mm-hmm. What was your music choice?
Everyone, the choreographer picks it. So we did it to Dancing Queen.
Okay. There you go.
By ABBA. Yes.
There you go. Can't beat ABBA. Nice. Is that for all the stages, you all have to do speeches and dances, or was it different for different age levels?
So we all do dances. Little Miss doesn't do a speech, and Miss does their speech on stage. So it's different for every level.
Right, right. So yeah, I mean, probably also you can probably throw some public speaking into that some skills you learned as well. We are running out of time, ladies, but anything else?
Are you all from Knoxville? All go to Knoxville schools?
Yes. Yes.
Boy, Knoxville dominated this year,
Knoxville,
right?
Girls for the win.
Yeah.
Go Big Blue. That's what I'm talking about. Anything else you guys want to add about encouraging anybody to come out to the fair? Maybe somebody who hasn't been out before? What's your sales pitch, Inslee? What are you going to tell somebody that may or may not want to come to the fair? Are you nuts? Come to the fair, right?
No, I wouldn't say that. That's kind of mean. I'd say, you can do this. I've seen you on stage before. You're really good.
Oh, well, you're positive.
There you go. Wow, we need some encouragement. Well, ladies, we are out of time, but thanks a bunch for coming in.
Thank you.
And I hope you enjoy your week. Should be a lot of fun.
Oh, we will. Yes. We'll have so much fun.
Yeah.
It's been Lillian Rogers, Mila Nolan, Inslee Ball, the 2026 Knox County Fair Queens. The 175th Knox County Fair runs today through Saturday, July 11th, at Knox County Fairgrounds in Knoxville.